Good morning, my name's John Guthrie and I'm standing for the Conservative Party.
Now John, I've asked you to meet me this morning somewhere that reflects you. Tell us where we're sat.
We're on the terrace of the Embankment Hotel, obviously on the Embankment, which is the nicest part of Bedford for me. I grew up in Luton and every weekend we'd always come to Bedford, and my childhood memories are of walking along the river with my parents.
Is it also because when Bedford is built, come and visit Bedford, it's always the Embankment that's highlighted, because the Embankment is the only decent place that Bedford's got?
It's not the only decent place, but it stands out as the best.
So how long have you lived in Bedford?
I've lived now in Bedford, the heart of Bedford, for about 3.5 years. And before that, I was in the villages for about 20 years.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
As a student at Luton Airport, running the buffet when absenteeism was very high and I had to do double day shifts for several weeks.
So what's the best job you've had?
Was to be in charge of all the people at the Hilton Hotels Group worldwide, 75,000 people.
How did you meet your partner?
I met Claire in the Young Conservatives about nearly 30 years ago, and we got married 25 years ago.
Please, can you sum up Bedford in 3 words?
Dynamic, attractive and vibrant.
So why would you make a great mayor?
Because I'm a great leader, I've got the ability to unite people, and I also think I've got great judgment.
If you could change one thing about Bedford, what would it be?
Education. There's been a recent downgrade by Ofsted. We're adequate only. Children just get one chance. And reforming education and driving up education standards, sorting out the mess that the present mayor will have left, is my personal number one priority. Because rather than being dogmatically fixed to 2-tier or 3-tier, what you need is somebody who is just passionate about driving education standards and performance. And that can be achieved with great heads and great teachers.
But if we keep it the same or have 2-tier, won't it all become very confusing if we have both?
I don't think having a mixed system will be confusing at all, because the mixed system will be the consequence of schools, governors and heads making the decisions they think is right for their school and for the children at that school. And I have much greater confidence in head teachers and parents making decisions than some sort of centralised political decision made by the council.
How are you going to implement your strategy on education in the face of cuts?
We all know it's a tough economic climate, but head teachers and teachers will deliver the reform and the results that we need, provided they're given the freedom to get on with the job.
So, John, when was the last time you went out for a night in Bedford, and where did you go to?
We just went down the road to our favourite Italian restaurant in Bedford.
And was it yummy, John?
Yeah, it was yummy. I like pasta, so it was yummy.
Who do you admire?
The person I most admire in the world is Nelson Mandela. When he was released and came to power, despite everything that had happened to him, he showed most extraordinary humanity and leadership in uniting his country.
Do you have any pets?
We have a cat called Nelson.
Was it because of Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
What's the most listened to track on your iPod?
Beethoven Piano Sonata, the Waldstein.
In touch with the common people, how much is the price of a pint of milk?
40p.
A little bit more, but I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. And finally, what's the key challenges over the next 5 years for the Mayor of Bedford?
Education, reviving the town centre, bringing investment into the town and the borough, making sure that in difficult economic circumstances we look after those who are the most vulnerable, the most in need, and getting a better balance between the urban areas of Bedford and Kempston and all of the rural villages and parishes, getting a better, more united feel to the council.
John, you've done very well answering my questions this morning. Will you take part in our quickfire People Behind the Pledges quiz?
Yes.
Full English or muesli?
Full English.
Scrap middle schools or keep the system the same?
Neither.
Strictly or X Factor?
X Factor.
Tikka masala or fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Knock down or keep Bedford bus station?
Reform Bedford bus station.
Night at the cinema or night at the theatre?
Night at the theatre.
Milton Keynes for shopping or Bedford for shopping?